Folks, nothing's worse than losing power, especially during summer and the hurricane season. That's why WWL's teamed up with Craig's Electrical and Generator to offer you the chance to win a portable generator. We're talking about a Generac GP6500 portable generator, a total value almost $1,000. Just go to WWL.com/contest for your chance to win backup power from Craig's Electrical and Generators, because when the power goes off, Craig's comes on, and WWL, Louisiana Official Emergency Management Station. We're getting ready for the storm of training camp coming upon us soon. July 1st, tomorrow, players will be reporting July 22nd. And man, oh man, I feel like Tyler Shuck has had himself a very busy offseason between the rookie mini camp, OTAs, mandatory mini camp, and just being seen around town doing a bunch of things, coming back to Thibodeau, taking part in the Manning Passing Academy at Nicholls State University. He was a counselor there for 2 years while he played in college, and then is the first NFL QB to ever come back now and take part as a pro. I mentioned the first segment, obviously you have Eli and Peyton around, but heck, their last name's Manning, so they don't count.
Taller than I thought. I saw him in person at the Manning Passing Academy. He was doing a couple interviews like a lot of the college quarterbacks were doing in that same kind of general area.
Right.
They have it set up so that everyone was sitting down for the presser with Archie and Peyton and everyone kind of starting, you know, the Manning Passing Academy. And then you could just turn around and there was like this section where you could go just talk with some of the college quarterbacks that were out there.
Yeah, I always say it's like speed dating. You just keep going to each station.
Yeah, it was really cool. Unfortunately, we missed out on a couple of them. Like Mike had mentioned, Lenora Sellers was there, the South Carolina quarterback, who is gigantic, by the way. We talked a little bit about that. He is all of 6'3", 240. That is a big dude. But we also talked with, you know, Cade Klubnik, Garrett Nussmeier, Austin Simpson, the quarterback of Ole Miss, or Ty Simpson, the quarterback of Alabama, Austin Simmons, the quarterback of Ole Miss, and Sam Levitt, the quarterback of Arizona State. So we'll have those interviews later on in the week as well. But we got to see Tyler Shuck as we were kind of passing by and going to the college quarterbacks. That is a tall guy. Like, I know that we talked with Greg Cosell about this, the senior producer for NFL Films, that you can't teach 6'6". That's Tyler Shuck. That is I mean, he kind of surprised me by how big he was.
Yeah, it was much different when you look out and the OTAs and mini camp, and you see Shuck out there next to a Jake Haener and a Spencer Rattler. That size definitely on display.
I guess he's technically listed at 6'5", but he's all of 6'5". That is a tall, tall drink of water. And so it was kind of cool getting to see him, and we'll get to the audio here in just a second. But Archie raved about him when he was on with you guys on Friday. Like a great human being, someone that battled adversity, but someone that's willing to give back as well.
Another one that mentioned, too, yeah, that having that extra college experience, he looks as an advantage.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to look at it that way. I mean, that's part of the reason why I imagine that Kellen Moore was so attracted to him is because he's a smart dude. He's been around the block.
Yeah, we've been talking about Shuck. Let's hit the audio of here what the Saints QB had to say at the Manning Passing Academy.
To be here and now on the NFL level, how have the kids been responding to you?
It's been pretty cool. I think it takes them a minute to like realize like what they're like, you know, wearing a hat. They're like, "Are you a Saints fan or something?" And then they're like, "Oh crap, who that?" And you know, it depends on the age of the kids, but it's been really cool, especially just being here in Louisiana. And then everyone's coming from all over Arkansas, Texas, you know, Mississippi. But there's a huge Saints, you know, fan presence. So it's been really cool to be out here and just to help out and just connect with everybody.
I know you were already familiar with it, having been a part.
Mm-hmm.
How, like, what prompted you to want to come back now on a different level?
For me, just the relationships I've built with the Mannings. It's just been kind of growing over time, and like, I love my experience here. You know, been here 2 times. This is my third, and like, I just wanted to come back. I mean, it's only an hour drive. You know, we're off right now. Like, it was just a no-brainer for me to come out and help out. And you know, it's an unbelievable experience just because I picked up things from whenever I was in college, just learning from them, and I can, you know, have this experience going through the draft, going through this whole process, and be able to talk to some of the guys on what to expect, you know, stuff like that.
What was the best bit of information that you got from Peyton and Eli when you were here as a counselor?
Yeah, no, it's a really good question. I think for me, what I remember most was, you know, Peyton said something where he obviously had an infamous career from the beginning of it to a famous career at the end, where he had a lot of picks in the beginning part. And I think one thing that he said when he talked about that was that he came in thinking that the NFL was this huge beast that you have to respect it so much. And I think the biggest thing that he said was, come in and be yourself. You know, you're here for a reason, and just attack it. And I think he learned that his second year. So just trying to understand that early on, and that was great, just being able to talk to him about it. And even coming, you know, I spent over an hour talking with John Gruden last night, just chopping it up, and that was, I mean, it was as advertised. It was amazing.
As you get ready for your first training camp as a pro, what are you looking to maybe glean from those mm-hmm. two guys in terms of what they went through as rookies and mm-hmm. maybe what they learned down the line?
Yeah, I think just the sense of urgency that you have to have. Like, for me, I know the window of opportunity is only so big for anybody, and you have to come in and be prepared, you know, just now that we've got the playbook kind of installed and just firing up that mental quickness even more about what we're doing. And it's been really good so far, so I just want to continue to grow and then attack training camp.
What does downtime look like for you, or has it really been downtime
yeah.
for you?
No, not much. We've had to stay an extra week for rookies and then immediately came here. So, you know, a lot of – probably hopefully a vacation down the line, but right now coming here, hanging out, and then immediately we're going to go throw in Oregon and Dallas as well, get some receivers. And so it'll be good to get connected with them. But like I said before, there's a sense of urgency, and we got to get going.
Who are you throwing with? Like I said, teammates, all NFL people?
Yeah, it'll be all the Saints receivers. Yeah, we're getting a good group together. Brandon Cooks kind of leading that charge. He's such a great influence, and on the whole team offensively wise.
To have somebody like Brandon, mm-hmm. you know, obviously he's a vet and he's coming back with the Saints. Mm-hmm. What is it like for him to take that charge?
I mean, it's awesome because he's done it in the past. He's had it with Dak. He obviously has his place in Oregon, and he's had the experience. He's been with the Saints. I think he understands what it takes to stay in the league and have success. So, you know, he's something that I want to continue to learn from and also grow in my own right as a leader and do everything I can to build that relationship.
You really learned about yourself during this process as well, mm-hmm. as you kind of gear up for the season.
I think for me, just the biggest thing was being around the guys is something I love to do, and any way we can continue to do that, because the NFL in the off season, it's not like there's a lot of scheduled events, so as much as you can, being around everybody is really crucial, and that's something I definitely want to take advantage of.
Do you see, like, the positive comments on social media? Like, fans, they just love that you, like, really ingrained yourself into the city. Do you see that?
Not really. I mean, for me, it's just, like, we're here. Like, I'm here for hopefully the long run. Like, I'm enjoying it. Like, it's just part of it. Like, I came here. I've been down here at the Manny Pass Academy. I got a taste of kind of what the people are like, and my whole goal is just being myself and have fun with it. There's going to be bad moments. You know, I'm not going to have a great throw or great game at some point, but it's just part of it, you know, good and bad. But I definitely love the people down here, and you know, definitely want to stay and learn from Archie and all these guys. And I think that's been the coolest part, is seeing how much they poured into it, and then, you know, they're still hanging around, and like, that's the goal.
Rookie Tyler Shuck at the Manning Passing Academy. Saints got a smart guy there. I love the fact that you hear in that interview the fact that he and veteran wide receiver Brandon Cooks are going to be getting the wide receivers all together, have a bit of a workout sessions in Dallas and in Oregon.
Trying to remember, it might have been Babe Laufenberg. It was either him or Brad Sham, the voice of the Cowboys, that came on with us as soon as Cook was signed. And they talked about the locker room presence that yeah. he brings. Like, more than anything at this point in his career, he can still play. Like, don't get me wrong. He's still a contributor, and he's going to be a contributor to the Saints wide receiver room on the field in 2025. But they specifically mention the veteran presence that he brings and the leadership off the field, and not just affecting, you know, the wide receiver room, but also apparently affecting Tyler Shuck and the quarterbacks as well, the young QBs that the Saints have.
Yeah, having that alpha dog in the group, it's really so important. A lot of people say, I'll lead by what I do, but you need to have that vocal guy as well.
Yeah, there's something like lead by example. There's something to be said for that. But at the same time, as I agree with you 100%, Steve, and, you know, hopefully Cooks is that guy, and we'll see what ends up happening with him and the Saints in 2025. But just hearing Shuck kind of rave about him early on in his young career is pretty cool to hear.